This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spitalski. Wednesday night, the two candidates vying to be Florida's next governor debated for the last time before the election. I was at Broward College, where both Andrew Gillum and Ron DeSantis addressed topics including immigration, healthcare, education, and Hamilton tickets. Before the debate, Bob Kunst sets up his lawn chair outside the back entrance into Broward College's Bailey Hall.
What's it Trump say? Versus Trump and Hillary for prison.
He's pointing to more than 15 hand-drawn signs that are laying around him on the grass. He made them for the 2016 presidential election.
Florida is key to not just 2018, but 2020. Okay, Trump won Florida. It's key to his reelection. DeSantis is a key player.
Kunst calls himself a Democrat who voted for Donald Trump, and he says he likes Ron DeSantis for a few reasons, but one of them is immigration.
He doesn't want us to be a sanctuary state.
DeSantis pledges to stop illegal immigration in Florida and not allow sanctuary cities. He talked more about that during the debate when he was asked what he would do about children separated from their families at the U.S. border being brought into Florida.
Well, look, I mean, I have to see what my options are, but here's what I will say. Andrew says there's no sanctuary cities in Florida, and that may be true, but that's going to change if he's governor. I mean, he will support sanctuary cities. He said he will not cooperate with Donald Trump's ICE, and that to me is just absolutely outrageous.
Democrat Andrew Gillum says his campaign stands for fighting family separation policies and mass deportations. He said during the debate that he does believe in borders and that there are no sanctuary cities in Florida. But that wasn't the only topic that the two opponents butted heads on. During the debate, Gillum faced a question about his involvement in an FBI investigation. Earlier this week, new documents revealed that it was an undercover FBI agent who gave Gillum a ticket to see the Broadway musical Hamilton. Here's what Gillum had to say.
I should have asked more questions. In the state of Florida, we got a lot of issues. In fact, we got 99 issues, and Hamilton ain't one of them.
But supporter Michelle DeMarco says that won't change her vote for Gillum.
Something like that compared to what we're hearing about, the corruption that we're hearing about in the White House, as well as all over our country, to me, it's a non-issue.
She's an adjunct professor at Broward College and says teacher pay is also on her mind.
Gillum has promised to support higher ed as well as K through 12, as well as unions.
The debate ended with both candidates giving closing statements, showing their very different visions for Florida.
As a naval officer, we always put honor, courage, and commitment first. I'm not a career politician. I'm someone who's gotten into this and tried to stand by taxpayers every step of the way.
Well, we have an opportunity on November 6th to send a loud, unapologetic, and convincing message that common sense and decency still prevails right here in the state of Florida.
Then they fist bumped instead of shaking hands. Reporter Sam Turkin contributed to this report. I'm Katie Spitalski in Davie.